This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on KMOX. It is time for our semi-weekly visit with Bernie Miklas, who joins us every Tuesday and Thursday after the 11:30 news and the Bernie Miklas Report, sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Bernie is with us. How's it going, Bernie?
Yeah, doing well. I hope you guys are having a great show so far. It just got worse by having me on, but
dude.
Other than that, I hope it's been a heck of a show.
We've talked about steel. We've talked about chickens.
Yeah.
It's been a heck of a day.
Have you done that segment on egg prices yet?
Oh, yeah, we already talked about that. We mentioned egg prices.
Yeah.
It's a prerequisite.
It did devolve into how many chickens there are in the world, and there are a lot, Bernie.
And we murder a lot of chickens per year.
We do kill a lot of chickens, but at any rate.
I saw a story where you can rent chickens now.
Yeah. And you can get your own eggs.
Yeah, everybody said makes everybody happy. I've never seen such an obsession in my life. But we'll move on now. Sorry.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Well, it started because there was a story in the Associated Press about how maybe they think part of the reason eggs are so expensive is because breakfast places have exploded. Not literally, but they have become very, very popular over the last couple of years. So the demand is much higher than it used to be, on top of the bird flu and everything else.
Yeah, that makes sense. It does.
All right, so let's talk stuff that really matters. The St. Louis Cardinals, do they lay eggs? Do Cardinals lay eggs?
Oh, did they? You mean in the offseason?
Well, no. Oh, dude, Amy.
What? No, that's what I thought you were saying.
Don't be mean.
I'm not being mean.
They're in the middle of spring training right now. And we found out today that Alex Bregman is signing with the Boston Red Sox, or maybe that was last night we found that out. So that leaves a team off the table for the Cardinals to have dealt with, and that seemed to be a place that was kind of likely for him to go. So now what with Arenado?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question it was the most likely place for him to go. If Bregman would not have gotten the deal with the Red Sox, I think the Red Sox would have pivoted to Arenado. That doesn't mean that the Red Sox would have, and the Cardinals would have agreed to a trade, but it was a logical place for him to go. But listen, I'm not saying this to cover my behind, but it's like you never say never about anything. I mean, I still think there's a chance that Arenado would be traded, but let's be honest here. With the top contender off the board, I think the odds of another team stepping in are pretty long right now. The Yankees could be a possibility. They would be a better team with Arenado at third base and Jazz Chisholm moving back to second. And the other thing is, you know, their arch rival, their hated rival Red Sox just got better. So the Yankees could circle back. And they figure, well, we have all the leverage on the Cardinals now, which they do, by the way. They may circle back and see if they can make a kind of offer that would benefit them, but not necessarily the Cardinals. There's some other teams we could talk about. I mean, forget the Padres. They just spent the last money they had to spend this offseason signing a free agent starting pitcher, Nick Pivetta. Does Arenado want to play in Detroit? They could use a third baseman. That's not exactly the ballpark that would fit him. There's the Dodgers, no go. The Angels, I don't know why. I think they're on his list. I don't know why. It's home for him where he grew up, but awful team, awful organization. So if he stays with the Cardinals, though, and I've been saying this now for 2 or 3 weeks, I really have, it's just not that big of a deal. I mean, he still can help them win. Because this is not a true reset season anyway.
Jeff Passan wrote that teams, executives around the league are stunned with the fact the Cardinals have not done more to move him or to move Jordan Walker or Sonny Gray or Ryan Helsley, that they're in position to really kind of go younger here, even though Walker himself is young and Nolan Gorman too. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm still scratching my head over the idea that, oh boy, the Cardinals didn't move Jordan Walker. I mean, the dude's 22 years old. Like, he would be a junior in college now. I mean, what, we've closed the books on his career?
Well, if you're
a fifth-year senior,
maybe.
There's a lot of old people in college sports nowadays, though.
That's true. Red shirt.
But no. You know, and Jason Stark was reading a piece early this morning at The Athletic. He did a review of the offseason. He had a panel of 32 baseball people and granted them anonymity so they could speak freely. And one person, and the Cardinals were high on the list of like the least improved teams in the offseason. And one baseball person told Jason Stark, the Hall of Fame writer, he said he called the Cardinals offseason, quote, absurd. There's a lot of words we could use for this, right? The Cardinals are taking a beating nationally. They really, well, locally too, but the view from outside St. Louis is pretty negative.
Well, I mean, as John Mozeliak said at the beginning of his press conference yesterday, that he said, quote, typically we spend a lot of time rehashing all of the accomplishments for the offseason, so this will be brief. I mean, you know, he's not shying away from the fact that they haven't taken a lot of action.
Right. And this is one of the, you know, I've been covering the Cardinals and, you know, since 1985, basically. I did leave to go work for the Dallas Morning News for about a year and a half, but I've been writing about the Cardinals, talking about the Cardinals continuously since 1989. This is the strangest time for Cardinals baseball that I remember or I can recall during my experience covering them. And that, listen, the COVID season is an entirely different category. But this is a really strange season because you have a president of baseball operations on the way out. He hasn't been able to get anything done. They announced they're going to have a reset, but it's not a reset. If Arenado stays, which at this point I would expect, they'll have the group of hitters that they have. They took 82.5% of the plate appearances last year, and at least the guys on paper who would be in their starting rotation are all veterans that were here last year. So how in the world could this be construed as a reset? But it's also not. They're also not a contender. They're not a team that's gone out to improve themselves over the winter. So it's just kind of been a nothing off season, really. And listen, I would love to talk about some really positive things, and maybe we'll get a chance. But we just have to be straight about this. I don't know how an off season could be any worse than this one. And I will say this about John Mozeliak. We were texting with all the members of the Gas House Gang last night, and I really mean this. He's taken all the blows, all the criticism, all the stings, all the arrows. So Chaim Bloom can start fresh next season or after this season. I mean, Mo is a guy that everybody wants to beat up. And the thing of it is, I think Chaim Bloom was smart to stay away from being the team president this year. I think he's smart to concentrate on the minor league player development and rebuilding, because he'll be able to succeed John Mozeliak, and he will be fresh and he will not be tainted or tarnished in any way. So this is the season where basically everyone gets to take their swings at Mo. And Mo, to his credit, he doesn't shy away from that. So, I mean, I'm not looking for false, phony reasons to praise him, but he at least is ensuring that Heim Bloom will get a fresh start without all the baggage, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, a listener here was asking via text about Bloom and what he's doing now. As you mentioned, he's dealing with the minor leagues. But what sort of, in the way he operates, what sort of differences will there be with the way John Mozeliak has operated? I always say that it's you work within the parameters of your what your ownership allows you to do. So right. It's difficult sometimes. But how do you see a difference between the two?
Well, listen, there is no way that I can be 100% certain about this, because the only way I could be 100% certain about this is if Heim Bloom told me this. And he's not available, and he wouldn't tell me this anyway. But I feel confident in saying that if this was a true reset type of season and the Cardinals had to turn the page and get younger, truly get younger, given Heim Bloom's background in the Tampa Bay organization, where they're very, very successful for the low payroll that they have, I got to believe that he would not leave Ryan Helsley and Eric Fetty on the team when they're on expiring contracts and there's a risk of them getting hurt, or there's a risk of one of them maybe having a bad year. Because some people say, well, you trade him at the trade deadline. Well, you're not going to trade him at the trade deadline if Helsley blows out an elbow and Fetty's bad. Their value's high now. I would have to believe, given his history, Heim Bloom would have not just let them walk out as free agents. He would have gotten something for them that can help the Cardinals in the future. That's one difference that I could – it's all conjecture, but that's one difference I could see.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is, as spring training has begun now, Bernie, this is day two of workouts for pitchers and catchers. The position players will have their first full workout on Monday. But is there something that you are really paying close attention to? It's kind of, other than the Arenado situation, it's kind of difficult to find the most prominent storylines here.
I think the Cardinals season, a lot of it, I'm talking about the offense, which was their weakest part last season. So much has been putting on the shoulders of Jordan Walker and Nolan Gorman. And I know that spring training stats don't matter. I get all that. And we often, me too, overreact to stuff, whether they're bad stats or good stats. But, man, for the Cardinals' sake, I hope Gorman and Ware have great spring training camps, because that'll at least send them into the regular season with some confidence, and they both need confidence after last season. I think both of them have really taken to the new hitting coach, Brant Brown, who's a lot different than what they've been used to working with in St. Louis. So I'm going to put everything on Brown, but I think he's a really good fit for them. You know, and you want to see how Wilson Contreras handles first base. I'm more curious of anything, maybe, about, you know, are they really going to give a young starting pitcher a chance to crack this rotation? Or is this just kind of like they're saying this because it sounds good? You know, Michael McGreevy in particular, I don't know what else he has to do. They drafted him in the first round. They gave him time in the minor leagues to develop. He became a really good pitcher last year. They brought him up to St. Louis, and he was phenomenal. What in the world would he have to do to actually get a shot in a rotation in what is supposedly a reset season? You know, so yeah, I'm going to be like a hawk on that one, because I'd hate, and Matt Pauley and I talked about this on Sports Open Line last night. I would hate to see the Cardinals do what they did to Zach Thompson and what they've done to Libertor, which is like, oh, you're a starter. No, you're a reliever. Starter, reliever, go to Memphis, come back, reliever, starter. You know, that's how you mess up young pitchers. And I hope that they learn something from what they have done to some other young guys who had a chance to be starting pitchers.
Why would they not start him? Like, if they don't, what is their reasoning and argument not to?
Well, I don't think they have one. I think they can do this just by putting Steven Matz in the bullpen if he's healthy. I mean, they're not gonna trade Fetty. So there's one spot, obviously, you know, Matz, who I won't get into his injury history, but we all know that. But they could move Matz to the bullpen where he is okay, or they could maybe move him in a trade if they're willing to eat some money. So that would be the opening. But I just hope that if there is an opening, that McGreevy will get a fair shot. I think at that point he probably would get a real good chance to earn that job. But I think my problem is that this should be an automatic. This is why you draft a guy in the first round. This is why you develop him. This is why when you see how great he was when you brought him up last year, you just say, you know what, this is a, quote, reset season, so let's just plug this guy in. We'll figure the rest of it out later. I'm just – the logic of this whole thing escapes me. If it's a reset season, then make it a reset season.
Bernie, we love talking to you every week. Twice. We'll do it again on Tuesday. How's that sound?
I love it. I hope you don't mind me coming on here hollering twice a week.
No, we'd prefer for you to holler more, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. I love the hollering.